Reverse side of kelim that became tummy from liquid. This is a tumah midrabban. As min haTorah, liquid cannot be mitame kelim unless the liquid were an av hatumah, unless it was a liquid from a zav. Or a zava, such liquids are an av hatumah, could be mitame kelim. But we're talking about regular liquids that are tummy only with a vlad hatumah, with a lesser degree of tumah. These liquids are mitame kelim only midrabbanon. And since the tumah is only midrabbanon, only the reverse side of the kli would be tummy, while the inside of the kli, or the handle or rim of the kli, would remain tar. So just the reverse side of the kli is tummy. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, mitamin et amashkin, vein paislin et aichel. Rabbi Eliezer said, if liquids come into contact with the achorei kelim, with the reverse side of the kli, which is tummy, those liquids would become tummy in the first degree. They would become a rishon l'tumah. But the reverse side of the kelim would not pasul ochlin. If it comes into contact with truma, food which is truma, that food would not become pasul, would be fit for the consumption of a coin. And since this tumah is only midrabanan, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the reverse side of the kli is only mitame mashkin, liquids, but not ochlin, not food. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, mitamin es hamashkin, upaislin es ochlin. Rabbi Yeshua says that the reverse side of the kli, which is tummy, would be mitame liquids, and it would pasul ochlin, food which is truma that comes into contact with the reverse side of the kli. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that food would become pasul, the coin would no longer be allowed to eat it, as even though this tumah is only midrabanan, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if it comes into contact with food which is truma, that truma is no longer fit for consumption by a coin. Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, Lokach, Belokach. Shimon, the brother of Azariah, says, not like Rabbi Eliezer, nor like Rabbi Yeshua. The Mefarshim explain that the reason why he's called Shimon the brother of Azariah is because Azariah, his brother, supported him so that he could learn Torah, so therefore he's called Shimon the brother of Azariah. And he said, the halacha, not like Rabbi Eliezer, who said that the reverse side of the kli is mitame mashkin, which is not truma. According to Shimon Achi Azariah, it's only mitame mashkin, which is truma. Nor the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua, who said that it pasuls ochlin. According to Shimon Achi Azariah, it's only mitame mashkin, which is truma, doesn't pasul any ochlin at all, even if the ochlin is truma. Ela mashkin shenitmu ba'achorei akela. Mashkin which became tame from the reverse side of the kli. Only maskin which is truma can become tummy from the reverse side of the kli, and that maskin which is truma that had become tummy from the reverse side of the kli. Metame echad upaisel echad would subsequently be metame one thing. If that maskin came into contact with oichlin, whether that oichlin is truma or not, that oichlin would become tummy. As a maskin, when it comes into contact with the reverse side of the kli, becomes a rishon. And subsequently, when it comes into contact with any oichlin, that oichlin would become a sheni upaisel echad, and the oichlin which became a sheni would pasul truma, which it came into contact with, as the truma would become pasul, would become a shlishi. So therefore, even though the kli, which the reverse side is tummy, can only be mitami mashkin, which is truma, that mashkin, which is truma that became tummy, would subsequently be mitami eichlin, and that eichlin, which became tummy from the mashkin, would subsequently pasul truma. Hareza oimer mitamecha lo temuni ba'ata timei sunu. The saying is said about this halacha, as if the oichlin which became tummy from the mashkin is talking to the mashkin, that what was mitame you, the mashkin, cannot be mitame me. As the reverse side of the kli can only be mitame mashkin, not oichlin. But yet you, the mashkin which became tummy from the reverse side of the kli, is subsequently mitame me. So this thing is very appropriate for this case, that even though the oichlin cannot become tummy from the reverse side of the kli, after the mashkin becomes tummy from the reverse side of the kli, it would subsequently be mitame oichlin. An areba, the kli that's used for kneading dough. If the bottom part of the kli is sloped, there's dough inside the areba. On the upper part of the slope, there's dough that is dry, it's not liquidy. And on the bottom part of the areba, there's dough that's very liquidy. The dough is dripping water. If there is dough that is broken into three pieces inside the areba, and altogether, between the three pieces, it is the size of a bear, the size of an egg, which is the minimum size for oichel, which is tummy to be metami other things. And this dough had become tummy. The three pieces do not combine to form a kabea, as to be metami the liquid that is dripping from the bottom piece. And if that liquid would become tummy, it would subsequently be metami the areva, as mashkin tmeim mirabana is metami a kli. So even though in this case, the dough is tame, and altogether we have a bea of dough. But since the dough is broken into three pieces. Those three pieces cannot combine to form a bear, and therefore it cannot be mitame the maska, the liquid that dripping from the bottom piece, and therefore the kli and the maska remain tar. Ushtayim mitstarfut. But if the dough is only broken into two pieces, one piece is dripping wet, that's towards the bottom of the slope, and the other piece is dry on top of the piece, that's wet. Those two pieces would combine to a bear. If between those two pieces it is the side of a bear, it would combine to be mitame the mashka, the liquid that's dripping from the bottom piece, and subsequently that liquid would be mitame the kli. As when the dough is broken into three pieces, since only the bottom piece is dripping wet, while the top two pieces are dry, the liquid that is dripping from the bottom piece cannot combine the three pieces to form a bear. As opposed to in a case where the dough is only broken into two pieces, since the top piece which is dry is right on top of the piece that is wet, the liquid that is dripping from the bottom piece and also touching the upper piece would combine the two pieces to form a band, be mitame the mashkin, which subsequently would be mitame the clip. Rabbi Yosi Omer, af shtayim einan mitstarfos, elam kein hayu rotatos mashkin. Rabbi Yosi says, even if the dough is only broken into two pieces, even if between those two pieces it is the size of a bear, those two pieces cannot combine to mitame the mashkin unless the two pieces were so close together that it holds mashka between them. If the two pieces are very close together that it could hold liquid between the two pieces, that liquid that is between the two pieces would be trapped there since they're so close together. In such a case, they would combine to form a bear to be mitame the mashkin. But if there are any further apart than that, they would not combine to form a bear and therefore would not be mitame the liquid. But if this arevet did not have a slope bottom, instead the bottom was flat and there were three pieces of dough on the bottom and there was liquid that was sitting there in between the pieces of dough, in such a case, even if the dough was broken up into tiny pieces the size of mustard seed, if between all those pieces is the size of a bear, those pieces would combine to form a bear and be mitame the mashkin. And only in a case where the arevet is slope, so that even though the bottom one is very liquidy and it's dripping liquid, since the top two pieces are dry, that liquid cannot combine the three pieces, since the upper piece does not touch the liquid, so the liquid cannot combine the three to form a bear. As opposed to where the arevet is flat, so that the liquid combines all the three pieces, the liquid touches all three pieces, in such a case, the three pieces would combine to form a bear. Rabbi Desi says, in such a case, that the oichel is part broken up into little crumbs, it would not combine to form a bear. According to Rabbi Yosi, if the dough is broken up into little teeny crumbs, in such a case, even if the areva is flat, so the liquid is in between the crumbs, those crumbs will not combine to form a bear to be mitame the mashka.